KTBB News Time, 7:53, 55 degrees in Tyler, 54 degrees in Longview, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. You know what time it is? It is time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines, and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler off of FM 344. Well, the word Orwellian is an adjective that describes a societal condition that English author George Orwell regarded as antithetical to the ideals of a free and open society. His famous 1949 novel, 1984, centers on the consequences of totalitarianism, mass surveillance, and repressive regimentation. It was 1984 that put the pejorative term Big Brother into the cultural lexicon. American entrepreneur Gordon Bowker, one of the co-founders of Starbucks, perfectly defined Orwellianism, quote, "Orwellianism isn't just about big government. It's about authoritarianism coupled with lies," end quote. Bowker's definition is aptly applied to the Biden administration. The latest example comes from the Environmental Protection Agency. This week, the EPA released a slew of strict automotive exhaust regulations intended to aggressively push adoption of electric vehicles via the mechanism of regulating gasoline-powered vehicles out of existence. The stated goal is for EVs to comprise 70% of new vehicle sales by 2030, just 6 years from now. This EPA regulatory zeal is driven by a Biden administration fixation on climate, a fixation that borders on being a fetish. We haven't the time for a dispositive discussion on all the reasons that an ill-considered, headlong mass conversion to EVs is a bad idea. The full list is too long. But the short list includes the fact that EVs are too expensive for most people, particularly in the absence of the individual federal tax credits that have propelled EV sales so far, the fact that the mining of rare earth minerals necessary for making EV batteries does enormous environmental damage, and the fact that the U.S. power grid, as it sits, doesn't come close to having the capacity to charge millions of electric vehicles. Oh, and there's one more reason. Consumers don't want them. Just ask Hertz Rent-A-Car CEO Stephen Scher, who this week was pushed out of his job for having bet too heavily on EVs to the tune of billions of dollars in losses. But it's not really about EVs anyway. What it's really about is who gets to decide how you live your life. And here's a hint, the Biden administration doesn't think it's you, and they won't stop with cars. They're on to cows. Flatulent cows pass gas that the enviros tell us is destroying the climate. So don't be shocked when the USDA regulates beef into scarcity, driven by unaffordability. If your car is relatively new, it's already trackable. When you start getting punitively taxed on your excessive mileage, remember that I warned you. Did you install one of those smart thermostats that you can control with your phone? Well, great. If you can control it, so can your government-regulated electric utility. Big Brother will decide for you if your house is cool enough. Your car, your house, what you eat, what else? Control over your life by an Orwellian administration acting beyond the reach of the ballot box is limited only by the imagination. And if nothing else, leftists have vivid imaginations. George Orwell was more than a novelist. He was a prophet. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Drizzly and cool this afternoon after work. What to do with that? Well, simple. The patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Now, this patio isn't just any patio. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas, where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. And now, that vista is filled with vines turning green to begin the growing season. And if you need to chill out, a green vineyard in the rain will do the trick. Take this visual treat at in Keepersall's just released 2019 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit. Grab a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's not for nothing that Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half, to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com. Ideally, your son or daughter will get two things from a college education. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser for the University of Texas at Tyler. The first is the credential value of the institution name at the top of the diploma. And second is the education behind that degree. Early on, the credential will matter quite a lot as your son or daughter seeks to launch into the workplace. But very quickly, it'll be the education facilitating a body of work that paves the way for success and advancement. At UT Tyler, your son or daughter will receive both. With respect to the credential, a University of Texas degree commands respect all over the world, and as to education, UT Tyler's more than 80 undergraduate degree programs, coupled with smaller class sizes and more one-on-one attention from faculty, all lead to graduates who are well set up for success in a competitive world. To set up a visit, go to uttyler.edu/visit. The University of Texas at Tyler, where they say to every student, find your future at UT Tyler.